Welcome to another installment of What Does the Prayer Really Sound Like? I'm Father John Zulsdorf, or Father Z as I'm usually called, or sometimes Father Zed outside the United States. In these audio projects, which are part of my What Does the Prayer Really Say initiative, both in print in The Wanderer and on the internet, I will simply read, or maybe sometimes sing, the Latin prayers of the upcoming Sunday or feast from the 1962 Missale Romanum. If priests who are learning to say the older form of Holy Mass can get these prayers into their ears, they will be able to pray them with more confidence. So priests are my very first concern. However, these audio projects can be of great help to lay people who attend Holy Mass in the traditional or extraordinary form. By listening to the prayers ahead of time, and by becoming familiar with the sound of them before attending Holy Mass, they will be more receptive to the content of the prayers and be aided in their full conscious and active participation. Now, my pronunciation of Latin is going to portray something of my nationality, of course. Those who have as their mother tongue something other than English will sound a little different. However, we are told that the standard for pronunciation of Latin in church is the way it is spoken in Rome. And since I have spent a lot of time in the Holy City, Rome, you can be pretty sure my accent will be not too far off the mark. So let's get into our prayers for this installment. In this project, we will study the last gospel, the beginning of the Gospel of John, used at the end of Mass with the 1962 Missale Romanum. With a few exceptions, this is the last gospel used on almost all the days of the liturgical year. I will first read the gospel at a deliberate pace, then we will hear a few of the harder words and phrases, with time for you to repeat them. Then the whole gospel will be read at a more normal speed, as one would say it during Mass. Initium Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil quod factum est. In ipso vita erat, et vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebris lucet, et tenebre eam non comprehenderunt. Fuit homo missus ad Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes, hic venit in testimonium, ut testimonium periberet de lumine, ut omnes crederent per illum. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium periberet de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnem hominem venientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non coniovit. In propria venit, et sui eum non receperunt. Quodquod autem receperunt eum, dedit eis potestatem filios Dei fieri, his qui credunt in nomine eius, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate viri, sed ex Deo nati sunt, et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eius, gloriam quasi unigenitia patre, plenum gratiae et veritatis. Deo gratias. And now for a few of the more difficult words and phrases. Comprehenderunt. Comprehenderunt. Et tenebrae eam non comprehenderunt. Perhiberet. Perhiberet. Ut testimonium perhiberet. Receperunt. Receperunt. Et sui eum non receperunt. And now the whole last gospel, a little more smoothly. Initium Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil quod factum est. In ipso vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebris lucet, et tenebre eam non comprehenderunt. Fuit homum Missus ad Deo, cui numen erat Ioannes, hic venit in testimonium, ut testimonium periberet de lumine, ut omnes crederent per illum. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium periberet de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnem hominem venientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non coniovit. In propria venit, et sui eum non receperunt. Quodcod autem receperunt eum, dedit eis potestatem filios Dei fieri, hisci credunt in nomine eius, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate viri, sed ex Deo nati sunt. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis. Et vidimus gloriam eius, gloriam quasi unigenitia patre, plenum gratiae et veritatis. Deo gratias. That's it for this installment. If this was useful to you, let your priest friends know this resource is available, and tell your friends among the laity as well. And please feel free to make a little donation using the donation button on the left sidebar of the blog, or on the blog entry itself. That's WDTPRS.com. What does the prayer really say? Whiskey Delta Tango, Papa Romeo Sierra.com. This is a labor of love, of course, but those donations really help keep this going. They help me make improvements and get more done. Until next time, please pray for me, listen carefully, and practice, practice, practice.
Amen. Je vous salue, Marie, pleine de grâce, le Seigneur est avec vous. Vous êtes bénie entre toutes les femmes, et Jésus, le fruit de vos entrailles, est béni. Sainte Marie, Mère de Dieu, priez pour nous, pauvres pécheurs, maintenant et à l'heure de notre mort. Amen. Sancta